Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name's Brian Gittins, and welcome to Year After Year with me, Brian Gittins. In this episode, I will be looking at each year of David Edwards' life. So, moving from year zero, before he was born, all the way to year 42, where we find ourselves now. David is in my office on a chaise lounge in the corner. Hello, David. Thank you for getting... Hang on, I'm finished! Thank you for getting on board and getting involved in this new podcast series called Year After Year.
Thank you.
I haven't finished.
Sorry, Brian. Carry on. Apologies.
Over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I just want to say...
Keep your voice down and keep it relaxing. So I want people to be able to listen to this as they fall asleep.
Okay, absolutely. Well, I'd just like to say...
Don't whisper, but just keep it relaxed.
Okay, keep it to a decent level.
Don't try and show off.
Yeah, quite right. Showing off's not going to help anyone.
Can you just talk?
Yeah, okay, so thank you. Thank you for the boarding ticket for allowing me to board this podcast. I'm very excited.
I'm thinking this may unlock doors in your life that we've never unlocked before, and we may enter rooms and memories that we've never seen before, David.
If that's possible, I'd be fascinated to open, because there's a hallway in my brain and there's a lot of doors that are locked. Sure. That don't even have a knob on them.
Just going to put a little bit of music on. Do you like that music? Just to relax.
Very, very nice. Very meditative.
And would you like a pillow?
Please, if that's okay to sit on.
No, to lie on. Put your head on.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, that would be nice. Thank you. Just to lay my head on.
Okay. Happy with that?
Oh, very nice. I feel very tranquil.
Okay, so this episode one, is year naught, as I say. What was it like being a fetus? And do you remember being a fetus? And did you have blonde hair, or did you look like a long tadpole?
Well, to tell you the absolute truth, I don't know if they're real memories of me being a fetus, or if I've just watched a science documentary and then just pasted my face on a fetus.
Sure. What is a fetus, David?
It's like a tadpole or a salmon or a trout, something in that vein. And then, so you've got gills and you've got webbed feet. And then we see the slow evolution from you becoming a sort of pond-like.
What's a fetus in two sentences?
Two sentences. The beginning
a fetus
of,
is dot, 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 dot.
A tadpole with a human face. Very quick to the point.
And how long does it look like a tadpole with a human face?
Well, it's in the...
How long?
A month. After that...
Hang on!
Yeah, sorry.
What does it look like in month two?
Month two...
What did you look like in month two?
Month two... It's basically...
No, in month two, I looked like dot, dot, dot.
In month two, I looked like a tadpole merman in the sense that I had a head, I had a stomach, but my bottom part was still aqua-based. So it's almost like a mermaid effect. Which makes you think things like Little Mermaid, it's not like she wasn't a freak.
Isn't it mad that in about 1979, you look like a tadpole?
It's fascinating. You've got good math skills there.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it's absolutely insane.
Could you say in an American voice, that's crazy?
That is crazy. Then I start sprouting arms and I start moving around and touching my mother's stomach like I'm a mime artist touching a wall type of thing.
Do you remember that? Is there any part of your being that you can scrape to the surface? Any memory at all?
I'm not going to lie, no. I don't know if there's science documentaries I've watched or there's some sense there. It would be completely dark in the womb unless a doctor was flashing a light at my mother's stomach and trying to communicate through Morse code.
So what do you think it's actually, if you had to guess, what do you think it's like inside a lady's stomach?
I think it's
could
like...
Could you keep your voice down, please?
Keep it down. No, you're quite right. Keep it down. Keep it to
an... Nice and relaxed. You're in my office.
I think being in any woman's stomach would be like being given a warm hug. Mm-hmm. Now you feel like a toy in a Kinder egg. Something special's going to happen to you.
Which woman in the world right now, if you could climb up her vagina into her stomach, which woman would you do that to?
In the last week, I've sort of started to have a penchant, a growing fascination in Fern Cotton.
You'd like to crawl up her vagina and live inside her stomach, yes?
Yes, if that was possible. I'd first of all, science would have to make it possible, but I'd also want an invitation from Fern and enter a woman cave through the entrance.
Okay.
Her vagina.
Sorry?
Her vagina being the entrance, just using medical talk.
And have you got any memory of being pushed out? Were you a water birth? Or have you got any memory of you entering the world at all?
I was told that when I first slipped out of my mother's, gateway to life, the genitals gateway, if you like.
I don't know what.
The genitals gateway that you push open when you wander into the realms of reality, leaving your mother's stomach, that I was in a foul mood, like a football hooligan who just lost a game.
Why do you think you're in a foul mood, David?
I think because, I'm in the hot tub, my mother's stomach, I'm enjoying myself, I'm in balance. You've got an NHS nurse grabbing you by your ankles, dragging you out between your mum's legs. It's very, very cold.
Yeah.
And, it's a nasty shock to the system. It's like being woken up in the middle of the night with a hangover.
Well, thank you so much, David, for talking to us about Year Zero. I appreciate being involved in this series. Anything else you want to say about fetuses?
I think, I think it's just, it puts things in perspective, how amazing evolution is, to think that originally, I was just this, the head I have now, but on a large aqua tadpole tail.
Yeah, you told us that, mate.
Yeah, quite right. Yeah, you're quite right. But I think ultimately...
Would you kiss a fetus?
I would kiss it on the forehead, not on the mouth. It wouldn't be erotic. It'd be more like a young sibling. More like the Pope kissing a disciple on the forehead.
Could you just imagine if you had a fetus in your hand? Could we just listen to you talking to the fetus for about 10 seconds, please?
How's it going, buddy? I know things are strange for you now and confusing, but it will come together. Do not worry. You're not always going to look like that. You're going to sprout legs.
Now kiss him on his forehead.
There you go, just between the eyes, on the forehead.
Well, that's not his forehead, is it, between the eyes?
No, you're quite right. So just above the eyes, above where the eyebrows will be.
That was on the bridge of his nose.
Oh, there we go. It's very confusing because his face hasn't properly developed yet. But here we go. I'll do it on the top of the head. There we go, to make sure it's just not... I haven't just randomly kissed him in the eye or something.
Well, thank you so much, David, for being part of Year After Year. Next week, we'll be looking at Year One. your first year on planet Earth.
And I might start having some real memories then.
Do you think?
I think so, because I think by then my brain would be about the size of a man's fist.
Can you name 25 things at the size of a man's fist?
Absolutely, not a problem.
And as you do that, I'll fade your voice out. And so let's say goodbye to everybody and see you on the next episode. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye. A Cornish pasty, a McDonald's Big Mac, or a Burger King a double Whopper. A wagon wheel would be the circumference of a man's fist, but it wouldn't have the actual depth or length of it. Krispy Kreme donuts would be the size of a man's fist. I would also say a sponge that you'd use to wash yourself in a bath, that would be the size of a man's fist. A half-used toilet roll would be the size of a man's fist. If you took a man's wife fronts and screwed it up into a bundle, that would be the size of a man's fist. A Yorkshire Terrier or a Shih Tzu skull would be the size of a man's fist. Other things that would be the size of a man's fist. Yes, an oven mitt. Half of an oven mitt would be the size of a man's fist. The same circumference and diameters of it. Baked beans tin, just your normal traditional baked beans tin, Heinz is the brand, would be the size of a man's fist. Other things would be, energy drink can, I'm looking at one now, that would be the size of a man's fist. I think that would be about it. I'm trying to think of other things. Oh yes, a smaller thing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.